life no cost. They both live, but they're never going to respect you.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they need the color after it.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is a fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
We're back, Dana. Dana.
Yes. Why do you keep saying my name?
Because you're looking at me. Woo! So, Dana wanted to watch Nightmare Weekend last night, but you didn't really watch a whole lot of it, did you?
Because it was as bad as I remembered it being the first time around.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they dubbed Dale Midkiff's voice. I don't even think that was his voice on there.
I guess the one thing that made this come up was the fact that Vinegar Syndrome was going to put it on Blu-ray and they had a couple screenshots.
That looked good?
Yeah, it looked very good. Because this all we have is a VHS kind of looking copy. And and it's got lame crap with computers and a puppet.
But I guess he's not supposed to be a puppet.
It's supposed to be part of a computer.
And he connects to Apache.
Yeah. His name's George.
And this girl that's way too old to be playing with puppets or robots connected to a computer is like, she's in love with Dale Midkiff's character, but like, she plays RC Pro-Am with George and...
She plays Hokey Pokey.
Yeah, that too. And I thought she was like, I'm not making fun of retarded people, but I thought the girl was retarded. But then she's, you know, she almost gets raped and a bunch of other stuff, so.
Yeah. In another movie that's coming out on Blu-ray in a double pack, Metamorphosis, the alien factor, as part of a double feature.
Which I had seen part of it previously with Steve, and for some reason, either Steve fell asleep and I watched a little more of it, or he turned it off or something, I don't know.
Well, I did kind of, I was phasing in and out a little bit.
Yeah, but I noticed.
But, this was made in 90 or released in 90, and you could tell, this is almost, I mean, honestly, the practical effects in this were pretty good as far as, at least in my opinion. I mean, for a low budget movie like this.
For that time period, they were.
I mean, because like the next year is when, Terminator 2 came out and pretty much, using digital effects and all that. Now it's pretty much the end of practical effects. So, I don't know. They say that this place had... They gave them some alien tissue
And when they were experimenting.
Yeah, and it, he had this thing in there, and he poked it in the eye, and it bit his hand, and he got all that shit in his hand, and next thing you know, he's fucking cocooned up, and he's turning into a big anteater-looking thing with a big, big
old... I don't know. It looked like his body... I couldn't tell, like, what was the front and what was the back. It was like his body was turning inside out or something.
Yeah, but anyway, it was decent. And it had kind of a 50s monster thing going on near the end. But,
yeah.
Well, well, I watched a few movies myself today. I watched The Death of Superman? What happened when Superman Lives or something like that. It's a documentary about a Tim Burton movie that never got made.
There was actually a Tim Burton movie that didn't get made?
In 1998, they were...
Was he going to have Johnny Depp in it?
No. 1998, he was going to make a movie about Superman with Nicolas Cage as Superman.
I don't know if that would have worked.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
No wonder he didn't want to put Johnny Depp and have Johnny Depp be Superman.
I think that's before he got the Johnny Depp part on completely.
Okay.
But, this is made by one of the dudes I think I've seen online a lot talk about comic books, movies, and stuff. And he actually goes talks to Tim Burton over in England. And the only person he doesn't really talk to was Nicolas Cage. But they had a lot of behind the scenes.
Nicolas Cage ain't going to talk to anybody about them.
Well, they had a little bit of archive footage where he was talking about other shows. But Kevin Smith wrote the first draft of the script, and you know, there's a little bit of discrepancy between him and this John Peters guy, who's supposedly, I guess, he's like a big producer. Come to find out, he started off as a hairdresser. He was the hairdresser for Barbara Streisand. And
is this? I'm sorry to interrupt you, Steve. But is this also called Monster Hunter?
Yes.
Okay.
We're watching, Insider?
Interocitor
on Vaughn Live, and they're showing Absurd, or it's called
Monster
Hunter.
Monster Hunter, too. And I remembered that lady being put into the oven.
That's Annie Bell, the hottest, one of the hot.
Was that Annie Bell?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, back to Steve's Hall. I just had to ask if that's what that was.
Yeah. I thought you understood. Well, I guess what I mean, whatever. Yeah, it's John Peters guy, super big deal producer, was a hairdresser for Barbara Streisand. Then they started hooking up, and next thing you know, he's in movie business, and
he hooked up with Barbara Streisand.
And he did her hair,
uh-huh.
And you look at his hair now, and you can tell because he's got kind of like a long. He's not gay, evidently, or if he is, I guess Barbara Streisand, if you're gay, that's probably, you probably still do her, because everybody loves, they like Barbara Streisand, I don't know. But anyway, you know, they were saying, like, first, there's no cape, Superman can't fly, he can't wear the costume, and there's got to be a giant spider in it. So,
why does there have to be a giant? What's that have to do?
If you ever watch one of the first Kevin Smith Evening with Kevin Smith thing, he talks about that.
Well, I watched that with Jed one time.
But he talks about that, and it's pretty funny. But anyway, it's an interesting documentary. I think the one about the Dune project,
uh-huh.
that was a little bit better. They still do the same in that movie. They made some animated stuff to go along with what the storyline that they were going to do. They do that in here a little bit, but not to that extent. But, I mean, it's just different stories, and obviously a story like Dune's going to give you a lot more visual. And it was the guy who made Topo in the Holy Mountain, Jaworski or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember I can't say his name. But so it was a little weird, but, I mean, and then they were going to have, like, what was it? Pink Floyd or somebody's going to do the whole soundtrack. I forgot who.
Well, that would have been bizarre.
I don't know if it was Pink Floyd or not, but if somebody.
Steve needs to, for this show, he needs to find that.
No.
That song by Pink Floyd.
I don't like any. I only like the Division Bell CD of it. on Pink Floyd.
I'm talking about Eugene, Be Careful With That Axe. That's that weird song. Really, very bizarre. Has a scream in it. And
wow, that's bizarre.
No, you have to listen to it.
See. Okay. So, after I watched that, I have had this DVD forever and decided to watch it. It was Lifespan. It was a Mondo Macabre DVD with Tina Amunt and Klaus Kinski.
Oh, Klaus is in
it. It's the weirdest Eurocult movie I've ever seen in my life because it's almost got like a narrative to it as far as narration by this lead character. And
is Klaus crazy in it?
He's not as crazy as he usually is. And basically the guy, he's like a young doctor or something from Indiana. They made sure he's from Indianapolis, which is weird. He's at this conference about people trying to extend the human lifespan. And this guy who's really a big deal in it is kind of laid back at this conference and not sure what he's trying to figure out why. Next thing you know, he meets up with him a little bit, but next thing you know, he's hung himself, and then now he's kind of looking into it and all this stuff. It's just I won't go into too much, but I mean it's one part where Tina Amunt, which I think, you know, she's from Torso, the redhead in Torso.
She's the one that runs around with her boobs flopping, or is that a different one?
Well, she's naked. She was lay out naked, and they catch her. But anyway, she gets naked in this, too. But she is, I find her really quite attractive. But there's, somehow her, she was involved with the doctor who hung himself. And she sleeps with this young guy. And he wakes up, and she's looking through these papers, and he's mad. Like, she's trying to steal these
important... She ain't too pretty now, Steve.
I know. She's a little fried there on the... And it turns out these are pictures of her tied up.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that doctor that hung himself liked her to tie her up. And then they go run around and ride bikes and stuff. And they come back and goes, you know you want to tie me up. And he goes, no, I don't. He goes, there's rope underneath your Indiana sweatshirt. Indiana University sweatshirt.
Oh, God.
So he ties her up and they screw some more. But then the weirdest part is she ends up screwing Klaus Kinski with a mask on. He has a mask on. He's licking her tits. And I was like, who is this? And he raises it up and it's freaking Klaus Kinski. You know that damn... He's a horn dog. He loved that.
I know. From what I heard about him, he liked the ladies.
He scared the hell out of most ladies, I think. He looked like an alien, kind of. But
well, in his younger days, he was better looking.
Well,
when he,
yeah, because he had blondish hair. I mean, I don't know what happened to him. His hair from most of the 70s
turned
white.
But now from Crawlspace, he was creepy on Crawlspace.
But anyway, I watched that stuff. I found that, you know, the documentary, I wanted to watch it, and pick one of these old movies that I've had forever and want to watch it. And we watched, or at least I mostly watched the new Riff Tracks.
I was watching it.
Julie and Jack, I think.
Is that what the name of it's called?
Yeah. By the director of Birdemic. It was his first movie.
Oh, God.
God, it was awful.
I don't know. I could not watch any of that guy's movies anymore without having.
But it's fun for people who like Birdemic because there's a lot of similarities in this. They had the guy singing was he was singing at a church, and the houses are the same. The old lady's the same. They're talking about nonsense technology shit that doesn't make people selling their shit and making fortunes.
Selling microchips or something.
Yeah, who in the hell calls people and say, "I got, if you order 500 or 1,000 chips, I'll send you to Las Vegas." It's crazy.
Only in this guy's movies.
Crazy Dana.
Pretty crazy.
Oh, Dana. Woo. So, we're going to go ahead and watch Don't Go in the House.
Because
Alone?
No, just Don't Go in the House. With the guy, Dan Grimaldi, who would go on to be in The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. I forgot who he played in The Sopranos. But
Probably not a soprano.
No, he was probably a secondary
He's
character.
He's probably a tenor. You get it?
Yes, see.
You get it?
A baritone.
Yes, a baritone. A falsetto.
Yep.
But I guess we'll do that, and we'll be back after that lovely movie.
It's not a bad movie.
Yeah, he fries girls. He's like Kentucky Fried Girls in his basement.
Well, don't give it away in case.
Oh God!
In case somebody hasn't seen that movie.
All right, so we'll be back after this.
Bye.
What happens to Nancy and Sheila in the Mansion of the Doomed is so horrifying we can't even hint at it on this radio station. Mansion of the Doomed is so shocking it will never appear on television. Some films you see, some you feel. You'll feel Mansion of the Doomed. You'll never forget Mansion of the...
Hey, Dana.
What?
It's finally Friday!
We'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you!
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy! What's going on here?
I don't know. People love me.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin.
Meep, meep.
Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend.
It's finally Friday,
I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
All we want to do is pop your wad.
Got a little sugar, baby. Down the road, she's sitting on a radio and rocking on gold. We'll dance up a storm and later on the night, we'll be working on doing all the wrong things right.
That's right.
It's finally Friday, I'm
free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend.
It's finally Friday,
I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good time roll.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We're naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Oh, it's pussy, it's telly.
Yay! It's big! Bravo, let's go!
I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday, I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday, I'll be living at my motor again.
Voice, I said.
The answer is
Ruthie
Fittipaldi.
That's right.
Friday.
That's right.
So we got that out of the way. So did you watch something? Watch anything good this week that I was asleep?
I watched part of The Initiation.
No.
With Daphne Zuniga.
Is that where they held that poster or something? They held the candle and it drips all over their hand or something?
I can't remember if they do that, but they do that Delta Rho Chi will never die or
what
something.
What year
like
was that
it.
Out?
Heck, I don't know. I'll have to check.
That's all right. No.
Well, it's early 80s probably.
Okay.
Clue Gulager's on it, and Vera Miles is on it.
I finally finished the Canal movie off Netflix.
And?
And it had a good jump scare, but, I mean, overall, it had a really, the ending was kind of interesting. It wasn't your typical movie endings, but I guess since it's on Netflix, you definitely you can give it a try, but not gonna really go crazy over it. And then tonight I watched what the hell is that movie?
The one that you just watched.
Mozart is a Murderer.
Which that doesn't really make sense, especially
Something about music, but you know, it plays a part in it, but not a very big part.
Okay.
Sergio Martini's. Sergio Martino, from 1999, they say it's a giallo, but I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Was that the one that you were watching just now?
Yeah.
Okay, I got confused. Okay, what was that other one that you didn't
I can't even pronounce
watching?
It.
Okay.
I think it's also known as Diary of an Exotic Murderess or something, but...
They have these long, convoluted titles, but...
But if you look on, like, some of the Roku channels, some of the private ones, it's on there. I think it's on the Grindhouse channel or something. They have a version of it there, but I don't know if it's subtitled or if it's dubbed.
This isn't a horror movie or an exploitation movie or anything, but I went back and watched Indian Summer again, but Steve didn't watch it with me.
Yeah.
With, Diane Lane, Elizabeth Perkins, Bill Paxton.
As far as, just a second, to get back to that Mozart is a Murderer.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It's okay, but it ain't nothing. I don't think it was a TV movie, but it sure kind of played like it, because it went a lot of, I don't think there was any nudity, and there was no real gore, so.
Was there any bad language?
I don't know. I think there was, but I mean, that don't mean anything.
Like shit or something like that?
No, I think it was some F. But the thing is that they had pay channels over there too, so it could have been made for one of them. But I have no clue. It was made, it was widescreen, so I don't know if it was a movie or not, but I don't know. It's good. I mean, it makes me want to go back and watch, like, some other ones, like, Blood on Orchids or something. I can't remember the name of it.
And,
Seven Orchids.
And Seven Bloodstained Orchids?
Yeah, that's the one.
Steve almost made us watch a porn. He didn't know.
Well, that's what happens when you have a lot of movies and you don't know what they are. And I put one in. It was called Sylvia. And it was about this chick with multiple personalities. But I guess one of them likes to suck dick.
Because
there was like a dick sticking really hot fire.
Yeah, and there. I was like...
out of the screen almost.
I wonder if it was in 3D.
I don't know. They looked 3D to me. We could turn the 3D on the television and look at it.
No, let's not.
Well, Dana's got some old movies, and I must say I haven't seen this one, or if I have, I forgot.
It's Mountaintop Motel Massacre. Steve, should I tell you that this is one of my mom's favorites?
Well, that woman on the screen kind of looks like your mom.
She doesn't look like my mom.
Dana, give me some Mother Spoon off!
That woman looks nothing like my mother.
On a bad... After a hangover and...
You haven't even seen my mom if she's had a hangover.
I can imagine.
Well.
And that's Aunt Pam over there in the corner.
I think that's the same woman, Steve.
God. Is that before or after Slim Fast? Oh, anyway. We're going to watch this and hopefully watch...
I remember, renting Mountaintop Motel Massacre.
Renting it. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I rented a lot of stuff, but I cannot remember this one, but I definitely seen the title.
Is it great movie making? No. But
how about,
it's just
do you have Microwave Massacre?
No, I've heard of that.
I think I got it.
But I don't have it. This is probably better than that.
I would think.
It's still, wait till Steve sees these, I guess they're cousins on here. But they're trying to get a recording contract.
Hell yeah.
Going.
I'm still trying to get my record label up and going.
And I think they want to sing country, but you'll just have to wait and see.
I hope they like outlaw country.
Outlaw country.
That's what Wes was talking about.
Well, I'm not sure that I want to know anymore.
They were
that.
Going on about... Vinegar Syndrome's got this new channel that's coming out at the end of the month, or in August, called Exploitive Television.
A new channel, where's it going to be?
Like Roku, but it's like $10 a month. They're gonna stream. Well, they're gonna stream all their movies on there.
But do you think it's gonna be worth $10 a month?
Well,
in your opinion,
I told Wes. I said I don't know. Because the thing is, if you have the release,
but see, they're nickel and diming you to death with this stuff. But $10 here, $10.
Well, it's
there.
A month. I mean, you get all these movies plus 80 movies. You got their entire catalog will be on there.
Don't they sell enough DVDs and Blu-rays that they don't need to? You,
I don't know.
A channel and you gotta pay.
But the thing is, they were also saying, hey, you can get the Shout Factory one for free. On Roku, and you have to watch a commercial at the beginning. I don't know if he gets it does it in the middle, but they're showing like Night of the Demons and all that stuff on there in
the
HD.
The old Night of the Demons?
Yes.
Not that piece of shit with Tiffany Shepherds?
No, you mean the decent movie? With it's decent.
No, it's not.
It'd been a lot better if she was Angela, but
it'd been a lot better if she wasn't in it.
No.
At all.
Shut up, Dana.
That's not nice. Telling your
Tiffany's going to come between us because now we're going to have a divorce, and it's going to mention that Tiffany Shepherds is one of the reasons.
I don't care about Tiffany Shepherds at all, and I don't know why you guys act like she's the greatest thing that
I don't.
The greatest woman that's ever been born on this planet.
She's one of them, but anyway. Dana, calm down. Anyway, what were we talking about? The Roku channels. I haven't updated ours in a while because I've gotten just trying to figure out how.
Because Steve does his stuff with Cody all, huh?
Trying to figure out something. Not Cody LL. I'm talking about
Cody
software.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get. Like a streaming channel together, but it's harder than.
I don't think anybody, speaking of Cody LL, I don't think anybody's heard from him. And,
maybe he's taking some time to work on himself, and. But, you know. Maybe he's grown up.
Self-improvement.
I mean, I think he was not that, you know, not under 20, so he probably.
I mean, no offense, and I wouldn't want to hurt the guy's feelings or anything, but he's probably not going to hear this. I don't think the guy's capable of growing up. I think he has some developmental issues.
Well, I probably had the same thing back in those days, but anyway.
No, I don't think so. Not after what you told me happened at one of the conventions.
Well, anyway. Trying to think of something else that's cool, but nothing. I think, did we talk about your mutilator poster I got you?
We did.
On Facebook, Buddy Cooper was going, or somebody was messaging. I think one of the Kurt Russell brothers was messaging.
Oh, yeah. Russell twins on Facebook.
And found that he was selling some of the print or his posters, Buddy Cooper, that is.
And actually, he was selling them under the fall break.
Well, he had a few. He had like the regular mutilator unrated, and then. And then the fall break ones.
I thought would probably be more rare than the other two.
Yeah, and he messaged me and we made a deal and he actually sold it a little cheaper because it had like some bugs that ate a little hole in it.
Yeah.
It's kind of in an area where if we can get the right shade of blue, you would never know that it's been, and he also signed it to Dana because I know that she's a big fan of that movie, so.
Yep.
Yet another gift I got for Dana.
I get Steve.
I know, I'm just kidding.
I haven't got him anything big, I guess, since the Bruce Lee set.
And that was pretty big, so we don't want to. That takes a lot of things, so. But
I'm going to get him a new gym bag, but it hasn't come yet.
But anyway, the mutilator's coming out, and it decreased in price to like 27
Did
something.
Did it really?
To 27 something.
I know, but it was like 35, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So,
That's coming out, and, Blood Rage, not Yoo-Hoo Killer.
No, the Yoo-Hoo Killer should come out.
This is Nightmare at Shadow Woods. With, a real blink and you'll miss appearance by Ted Raimi. Well, very young Ted Raimi.
Mm-hmm.
Selling condoms in the drive-in bathroom.
That's what he should be doing in real life, Damon.
Hey! I don't think so.
But I guess we'll try to watch this movie and then let you know how it goes.
I'm curious to see what his reaction to this movie is. He's probably going to watch part of it and say, I saw that.
No, he's probably going to watch some of it and go to sleep. But anyway, we'll try to watch it.
I'm getting woke up now.
Well, I'm going to have another Diet Pepsi or Coke, and I'll be woke up for a little while longer, so... we'll be back after this.
The most fantastic weapon of all time is the flying guillotine. Few men have ever been able to operate this death-dealing device, and only one was the master of the flying guillotine. Seymour Bordy and Associates presents The Master of the Flying Guillotine, filmed in Super Cinevision, rated R. Master of the Flying Guillotine. One sure way to get ahead.
Last night,
the one that I made you. No, you said you wanted to watch it, Mountaintop Motel Massacre.
Wow.
Steve said he had never seen it before, so I thought, well, we can watch it. Steve hated it. I think. Was it boring, coma inducing?
It just wasn't having good parts. It was missing all the good parts, and I don't know. It was just a weird movie.
This crazy old lady was killing these people off at her motel. But it wasn't like Psycho. It wasn't good like Psycho, but I guess it was a, you know, for a once in a while watch.
Once in a long while.
Once in a long while.
Would you watch anything after that?
Trying to think. Well, because I was working on getting Stephen as Don't Go in the House commentary together, so I made a disc of it.
Yep.
And I made a file of it so Steve can eventually put it on the Roku channel if he chooses to do so. And then I listened to part of our offerings commentary before I went to sleep. And Steve came in here and told me to come to bed at like 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever it was. I don't remember what time it was.
Well, I watched The Guyver Dark Hero. It's a movie from it's a sequel to The Guyver, which, I don't know, I like the second one a little bit better, but this made back in the 90s, and it's based on an anime, and it's... I don't know, it's kind of an early superhero movie that at least, I don't know, there's good and the bad, but, you know, I dug it. I hadn't seen it in forever, and first time I've seen it in widescreen, so it was, it is supposedly in HD, but it, you know, wasn't very good HD, but.
Well, it wasn't.
So, and, what did we watch? I guess that was our first movie was, look at the alligator.
Oh,
looks weird. Sugar Hegel.
That's what Steve tells me it is.
Yeah, it's I think it might be coming on Blu-ray. It's like a Black Exploitation, kind of a voodoo kind of movie from the 70s.
Voodoo. Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that's what that was.
I mean, should they bring zombies and all kind of, you know, I don't know.
There's a lot of stuff going on then, huh?
Yeah. What was I going to say, though? What did we watch just now?
Was it something victim?
Oh, the designated victim. Yeah. The Shameless DVD that I had for a while, and I just didn't even know about it. I don't know when I bought it, but I had it, so we watched it, and it was kind of a similar to the Strangers on a Train theme, where you, I'll murder somebody for you, and you murder somebody for me, but yeah. Really...
this had a couple of other twists in it.
Tom Milan, I think that's his first name, Tom Milan, who's, you know, done hundreds of Italian crime movies and all this. He really didn't want to get his ex-wife or his current wife because he's cheating on her with his other girl. He didn't want to kill her or nothing like that, but he went ahead and killed her, and then now the cops are after him, and it's a weird... It's a weird flick because the ending doesn't really, it just kind of abruptly ends, and you really just don't know what's going to happen from that point on. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but.
Well, I looked away for 1 second, and I guess I missed the thing because Steve said that was weird.
Yeah. I was hoping for something, but it was interesting. And Dana wants to watch Satan's Blade.
Well, unless it's coma-inducing.
So,
but I think Michael Tough is in it.
Michael Hanging Tough?
From Prom Night.
Well, we'll give it a shot, and then if that doesn't work, I'll watch something else. But
we'll give it a try and see what happens with it. Because
from my memory of it, it was quite boring, but we'll see.
Well, Steve warned me, so...
So, what
was that?
I don't know. I woke up a little, Brink.
She's like, what's going on?
So, we'll be back after this.
Bye.
Woo!
In the future, after the big war, there will come a time to rebuild. And a need for a new and special kind of soldier.
This man is carrying a loaded weapon.
Prepare to meet the next great American hero.
That's where you come in.
Are you serious?
His name is...
Hell. Sam Hell.
Never heard of you.
We're going to Frogtown.
And this is the adventure he's been waiting for.
We're gonna get him out, and then you're gonna get him pregnant.
And if anyone's got a chance in hell of rescuing the virgins from the evil clutches of Toady...
It's a miracle.
Right. Let's go.
And escaping from Frogtown...
Go, 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 go!
It's Sam.
Shit. Holy shit!
Be there for the action. The adventure.
Oh, Sam, what are you doing?
And be there for the dance of the three snakes.
Dance or die!
Gonna die.
When hell comes to Frogtown. Starring Rowdy Roddy Piper as Sam.
Turn it off!
You are one weird dude.
Sandal Bergman as Nurse Spangle.
Wired to blow.
Hell comes to Frogtown.
Eat that, froggies!
Okay, Dana, we went and saw Ant-Man. What did you think of Ant-Man?
I liked it. But I like Paul Rudd, for one thing. And I thought he was really good in it. And at least it wasn't like the many, many, many superhero movies that are coming out. Like I've said before, the market's just saturated with superhero stuff. Some of it I like and some of it I don't.
It was decent. I mean, I don't think it was blew my mind or anything, but it was okay.
Well, I don't think it was meant to blow anybody's mind. It's just
but
a different kind of character.
Well, I think they designed this movie to fit Paul Rudd as far as a little bit of more comedy and stuff. But it's worth a watch. I don't think I'll be buying it. Actually, we missed the... there was two end things. We only saw the first... after credit thing.
Oh, so we should have waited longer.
So, but
I was almost afraid of that, but Steve usually knows.
Well, I didn't. I thought that was it, but apparently not. But anyway, watched a spaghetti western called Massacre Time with Franco Nero. It was
When did you watch that?
Sunday.
Oh, that was that spaghetti western.
I liked it. It was decent. It was a lot better than I thought, and it. I think it comes out on Blu-ray or DVD or something real soon. So, I like that. What did I watch earlier tonight?
Which is bad.
What the hell was it? It was a thriller kind of thing. It was, I can't remember.
What was that?
So I finally remembered it was called Ruckus from like 1981. It was, Dirk Benedict, Ben Johnson, and then,
Linda Blair.
Linda Blair,
was it Rick James?
Rick James, Linda Blair. So it was like, I read somewhere where it was supposed to be like, Rambo. I guess a little bit, but not quite.
I think that was stretching it a little.
Dirk Benedict is like a dirty guy.
Through most of the movie.
Dirty face, everything, and then he wanders into town, and Ben Murphy wants to talk to him a little bit because he has a jacket on.
Ben Johnson.
Yeah, Ben Johnson, sorry. Because he has like his army jacket that...
there's a naked chick on
there. I know. Army jacket where his missing POW son or just missing in action son was in the same unit or whatever, but the guy says he didn't know him, and the missing guy was Linda Blair's husband.
Yeah.
So anyway, it turns into like a Dukes of Hazzard episode, and then
that other guy are like riding trail bikes. And
yeah, they're doing tandem jumps and all kinds of weird stuff. It was really funny. But anyway, it wasn't.
This must be the night for lesbian.
Yes, I'm liking whatever the hell this is, because that blonde's not too bad, but everything's fuzzy, so you can't tell.
Whatever. Let's
see. Yeah. And lastly, I just finished. Ooh,
oh,
there you go.
Oh, my God. Something like mechanical thing.
I think it's her tongue. I think she's going to stick it where the...
Oh, okay. Let's not go.
Where the moon don't go. No, she cut it off.
That's like some Freddy Krueger stuff, only with lesbians.
That's some crazy shit, Dana.
Okay.
Bad Inclination. I wanted to see this again.
And Steve said he remembered there being more boobies.
Yeah, more fake boobies, because Italians had, all these chicks had fake boobies, but apparently I was mistaken. It's supposed to be a modern kind of giallo from like 2002
Steve
or 3.
Had to admit it wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't very good. I knew, I kind of remembered it. There's a lot of big hair and stuff in it. And they're all Italy's always behind a little bit, because this is like a little bit last of the 80s, big
and
hair.
This was what, 2003?
Yeah. So, I mean, it still had a little bit of 80s to it, which is fine to me. I think the dubbing was really kind of not very good either, but had the, I can't pronounce her, Balkan. Florin Balkan.
Was that the one that was on lizard and woman skin?
Yeah, or a woman in lizard skin, whichever it is.
However.
Yeah, yeah. I keep forgetting. But
I think it's lizard and a woman.
Yeah, I think. But anyway, it was one of those two, and she's in it, and it, you know, the murder, people getting killed by those geometry triangle things. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well.
Big ass ones. Usually couple gut shots will kill you, or at least one or two hits to the neck. So.
But the problem I had with it, and I didn't watch it all, but there were multiple killers.
Well, it was just, and also it wasn't very, wasn't a lot of kills. It was only like three, maybe
it was
four.
Women like screaming at each other, calling each other names. And,
yeah.
And then a little bit of lesbian action.
It wasn't very good, but, you know, want to see it again.
That chick on here's got some, her boobies are weird.
Well.
I noticed that when she was naked.
Okay. Yeah, that's usually when you can tell.
I know, but they were just kind of, they were weird.
Weird boobies.
They hung weirdly.
They hung weirdly. So, that's about all I got for you right now. So, I think we might go ahead and end the show. So, I think Ant-Man was decent and probably going to watch Trainwreck next time. So,
we're going to have a special showing.
Yeah. So, we'll be back next week. See you.
Bye.
1979.